Critics say President George W. Bush is doing a lot of last-minute shopping for his friends in big industries.
What's happening in Washington right now is a really quiet sneak attack on a lot of fundamental protections that Americans enjoy under the law.
That's John Walk. He's a senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says these last-minute Bush rules are not good for the environment and they're not good for people.
It's important to realize we're talking here about midnight deregulation. These are actions that are removing safeguards and protections of public health and public welfare and the environment, and giving industry the permission to commit those harmful acts.
So what kind of harmful acts is he talking about? Here are just some of the more than 60 rules and regulations the Bush administration is working on or have finalized. A rule that makes it easier for coal mining companies to dump their waste into nearby creeks and streams. A rule change that would allow older coal-burning power plants to pump out more air pollution without having to install cleanup equipment. A rule that would allow large dairies or livestock farms to police pollution from their own operations. And a rule that would make it more difficult to protect workers from toxic chemicals. It's a long list, but the main philosophy of the Bush administration is that big industries need a break from government regulations. The administration says they've been working on these rules for a long time, but they have waited until the last minute to finalize a lot of them. Passing midnight regulations is nothing new. When presidents of a losing party are packing up, there's not much of a political price to pay for unpopular rules. Your party lost the election, so why not? Jimmy Carter's administration was famous for it. The term midnight regulation was coined when Carter kicked last-minute rulemaking into high gear. The incoming Obama administration is promising to go through these rules. John Podesta is with Obama's transition team, and he talked about that on Fox News Sunday.
As a candidate, Senator Obama said that he wanted all the Bush executive orders reviewed and decide which ones should be kept and which ones should be repealed and which ones should be amended.
Overturning some of these rules won't be easy. Joaquin Sapien is a reporter for ProPublica. He's been following these midnight regulations closely. He says what makes the end of this administration different is how it planned for the end. Last May, White House Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton contacted all the federal agencies.
What they did was they sent out a memo saying, get your work done on these regulations by November the 1st. So that would give these agencies plenty of time to get them in effect before the next administration takes over, thereby limiting what the next administration could do about some of these rules.
Once the rules are finalized, they become effective in 30 to 60 days. And once that happens, Sapien says it's pretty much a done deal.
And so if a rule is in effect by the time the Obama administration takes over, there's really very little he can do.
For every rule that has gone into effect, it would take a lengthy rulemaking process to overturn it, a process that can take months and more likely years to complete. There is another option. Congress can review the rules and stop them before they're enforced. But with all the attention on the financial crisis and with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, experts think Congress won't do that and that these last-minute rules will be government policy for a while. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.